This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
All right, Thursday morning. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM, it's Nick and Reader with you. Also on Facebook, at More Fox FM. Patrick posted something yesterday. Reader, I want to talk about this right off the hop.
Yeah.
Because there's one Blockbuster video in the world. There used to be a lot of them. There used to be two of them, and now there's only one of them, and it's in Oregon.
Yeah.
And they're doing something special right now during pandemic because, of course, they're all about capturing nostalgia and stuff like that. So they're allowing people to stay the night at Blockbuster Video.
Yeah. That seems like it would be fun and fattening and just a throwback in time all at once.
Well, I want to talk video stores because thankfully I'm very happy that I was born in the area that, or the era where video stores were still a thing. You grew up with video stores as well too.
Oh yeah.
And to me, I don't know. I don't think I'd want to spend a night in a video store because from my experience as a kid, video stores didn't have public bathrooms.
Well, I would assume that you'd have free rein if you're staying
there. I'd hope so, because that would be the number one emergency for me, because I can clearly recall as a kid, there was a video store, and right next to it was a Quiznos. And I would get so excited as a kid to go to the video store to pick something out, I'd have to go to the bathroom, because I was just so excited, right? So I'd be up and down the aisles trying to think of something to rent, meanwhile trying to hold it in, doing the dance, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, many a time I had to go to that Quiznos bathroom next door, and calm myself down almost.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's why I wouldn't want to spend any time in a video store. Love video stores, wouldn't want to stay the night in one.
The nice thing I think about video stores was you never knew what you were going to find.
Exactly.
When you go searching around. Now we kind of have everything at our fingertips and there's no kind of thrill of the hunt.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you know, music stores, it isn't the same as it used to be.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, because
yeah.
You can just streaming and download and everything, whereas before, you know, you could be looking something for something to put in your collection,
yeah,
and you'd never find it, then boom, there it is. After so much searching.
Dovetailing to that, staff picks.
Yeah.
You don't get staff picks on Netflix. You don't get the guy who works at Netflix telling you what's a good movie to watch. I love staff picks because it introduces you to new stuff too. It's just, I think I just miss video stores.
Yeah.
We should open one.
It was a simpler time.
Go buy a lottery ticket, and then we'll use the winnings to open a video store here in Yorkton.
Cool.
Nick and Reader are pretty high during the morning show. What? The Fox FM studio. It's on the fourth floor. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Little Young Moms for you Thursday morning with Nick and Reader. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM. And Reader, I want to share something this morning.
Okay.
I did something. Have you ever had to Google something because you just didn't know it and you were kind of embarrassed that you had to Google it in the first place?
Yeah, I think I've done that before.
Well, it's raining this morning in Yorkton. I mean, it's letting up a little bit, but it was very raining and thunderstormy the past couple hours. And I decided I wasn't going to bike to work today. Didn't want to have to deal with a streak up my pants kind of thing.
Okay.
So I walked. And I had a thought in my head. And it's because I just recently watched Caddyshack. Because you remember in Caddyshack when the guy gets electrocuted because he's holding the golf club in the rainstorm? And I thought, well, if I got an umbrella, am I going to get struck by lightning on the way to work? That was an actual thought I had this morning.
Ah.
So, I Googled it. And yes, while umbrellas are metal and they do conduct electricity, if you aren't the tallest structure...
Yeah, as long as you're around trees and something, you're probably less likely.
Yeah, trees, the light posts around town, buildings and stuff. So, I had to Google that this morning, though, and I'm a little embarrassed that I had to.
Yeah. Well, if you were standing out in the middle of an open field, then it might be a little more concerned.
That's what I was worried about. I don't want to, you know, do a recreation of that scene from Caddyshack or anything.
True.
But if you are going anywhere out and about today, and if you have that same thought, don't worry. We did the Googling for you. You're not going to get struck by lightning if there's taller structures around you if you're walking outside with an umbrella.
Nick and Reader tried making homemade elephant ears this summer.
We'll try them after it clears legal. More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
It's the weekend on a Thursday, so we're almost at the weekend.
Yes.
Nick and Reader joining you. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM. Reader, do you take pictures of your food?
Once in a while.
Okay, okay. I feel like that's not really a weird thing to do, especially in the age of smartphones. I mean, there's Instagram pages completely dedicated to pictures of food. But, yeah, I kind of noticed this about myself yesterday. I took a picture. I had a burrito yesterday for supper, and I just took a picture of the burrito. Like, nothing fancy, just like a tinfoil-wrapped burrito on a plate. Like, I didn't share it with anybody. I didn't put it on social media. It's just in my phone. I just wanted to take a picture of my burrito. Do you ever do that? Do you ever take a picture of your food and then not share it with anybody?
No, not usually.
Oh, okay.
I quite often, if it's, you know, I might once in a while, if it's something that I just really like and I want it for reference for the future, it's like, oh yes, remember this, you had this there, go get that. But often it's if I make something and it turns out decently, I'll like take a picture and send it on to like my brothers or something and say, hey, I managed to make something that wasn't terrible.
Yeah. Being proud of making food is a big reason why I take pictures of food as well too. Actually, that's wonderful. What was the last picture of food that you took? Because mine was a sad burrito it was delicious, but it just didn't look very, just it was wrapped in tinfoil.
I think mine might have been when I made a lasagna.
Ah, and that's actually, you know, you brought that up too when you want to take, because when you make something and you make it a certain way, you want to make sure you remember how you made that, right? I have a lot of pictures in my phone of stuff that I cook all the time, but just a good version of
it's
that.
Like, I know how it looked when I made it right, so.
Here's the time that I made tapache and didn't burn my house down.
Well done.
Do you take pictures of your food? Text us some pictures of food, 306-783-3699. We'd love to see them.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Mabel, more hits, more favorites, Fox FM. It's a wonderful Thursday morning here. The clouds are still around. It's still a little bit damp outside, too, but it's a lot better than it was earlier this morning. If you were woken up by the thunderstorms, well, hopefully you took some pictures to text to us. We'd certainly love that.
Yeah.
Reader, this weekend is coming up. It's fast approaching, and you may have heard this couple commercials this morning talking about Onward, because there's a little event going on Saturday that's going to be fun for the whole family.
Yeah, it's kind of a nice thing that you can go out. You know, there's not a drive-in super close to York.
Yeah.
I guess Wolseley's probably the closest. Mm-hmm. But coming up Saturday night, a chance to be able to go out and take in a drive-in movie right here in town.
Yeah, so the Gallagher Center is going to be bumping on Saturday. They're showing the film Onward, which is that Disney movie, and it's going to be on a huge drive-in movie screen at the Gallagher Center, too. So you may have heard it, 4 stories for some reference. We work in a 4-story building, so think about how big that screen's going to be.
That's pretty cool. Of course, and it's sponsored by Prairie Toyota Dealers, including Yorkton Toyota. If you want, monetary donations are suggested, or maybe a non-perishable donation. But proceeds will be going to Springside and Rhine 4-H clubs.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And if you want to find more information and to get your tickets, you can go to their Eventbrite page. You can just go to eventbrite.ca, and you'll see it up on there, too. You know what? That's a good experience. In the Gallagher Center parking lot, you know, big screen and everything. That's going to be a pretty awesome way to watch a movie with everybody, I'd say. As a guy who has only had one drive-in movie experience in my life, and it was a terrible experience, I think that this is going to be a really great time. You don't need to worry about the battery in your car dying before the movie's over.
Nah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Definitely.
You know, go check it out.
And also, hey, Saturday. So it's something good to do for the weekend with the kids.
For sure.
A Disney movie. It's awesome. Eventbrite.ca. Big shout out to Yorkton Toyota for help putting this on.
Nick and Reader aren't afraid of wild prairie weather.
Because they're Thunder Buddies for life.
All right, come on, let's sing the Thunder song.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Music from Lewis Capaldi. It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM, Nick and Reader with you on this glorious Thursday morning. I'm feeling good today. Even though it's kind of cloudy and it rained this morning, Reader, here in Yorkton, I'm feeling fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to Saturday, too. We were just talking about Reels on Wheels is what the name of the event is called. Big shout out to Prairie Toyota, Yorkton Toyota as well. They're going to be showing a movie at the Gallagher Center on Saturday.
Yes, Onward. Disney's Onward.
And if you're wondering how much it costs, Well, it's by donation. Mm-hmm. But this is an important thing. You need to get it. You need a ticket to get in. So the,
that's right.
It's by donation. You can go to the Eventbrite page and make your donation any amount you want. Then you get your ticket. Then you get to go in. It's one ticket per car as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, of course, you can have your family in the car. You can go check out this movie. I imagine the vehicles will be spaced a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. So there's going to be some social distancing policies here. Tickets must be acquired online. You'll not be able to purchase them at the gate. There's cars only, so no walk-ins or bikes allowed. They say that they encourage guests to come to the event with only those from their same household. Okay. So bring the kids and the husband and your uncle, I guess, whoever's in your pod, your little COVID pod. No backing in of vehicles allowed. Use the washrooms before the event. Also, no mingling between cars and stuff. You know, it's kind of, this is all stuff that we've been dealing with. There are social distancing guidelines in effect, so keep that in mind. But you know what? It's a drive-in movie.
Yeah.
We don't get those anymore. And it's a Disney movie, too. So, exactly. And it's also one that a lot of people may not have seen. That was released in the spring on Disney Plus. So
yeah.
I still haven't seen Onward.
No, I haven't seen it either.
Maybe checking this out. If you want more information, of course, we have a link to the Eventbrite page on our Facebook Facebook.com/morefoxfm. That's where you can get your tickets, get all the information in terms of social distancing. It's coming up on Saturday, guys. Reels on Wheels. There's going to be a drive-in movie at the Gallagher Center, and you do not want to miss it.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.